Happy Sunday. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Jim DeJunis, and I'm reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service. And the name of our program this afternoon is Reflections. And for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Holy Bible. We are in the process of still studying the book of Genesis. We read a devotional, daily devotional called Jesus Calling, written by Sarah Young. And we will begin with prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you for so very many things as we conclude this first month of 2021. We thank you for the many blessings you've brought each and every one of us. Sometimes those blessings are not evident, Father. Sometimes those blessings are hidden in trials or tribulations. But, Lord, you will call us to always be thankful. We want to thank you for the Holy Scripture that you are bringing to life for us in Genesis. Father, we are so grateful and appreciative of the many blessings. And first and foremost, your Son, Jesus. May our faith in him continue to grow. May we mature with the help of your Holy Spirit. And may we first put you first and foremost in our lives. May we love you with our whole hearts, our whole minds, and our whole souls, and with all our strength, as Jesus commanded us to do. Thank you for this day. We thank you for our listening audience and the fine people from the North Carolina Reading Service. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Sarah Young teaches us, I am your strength and shield. I plan out each day and have it ready for you, long before that you arise from bed. I also provide you the strength you need for each step of the way. Instead of assessing your energy level and wondering about what's on the road ahead, concentrate on staying in touch with me. My power flows freely into you through your open communication. Refuse to waste any energy worrying, and you will have strength to spare. Whenever you start to feel afraid, remember that I am your shield. But unlike the inanimate armor, I am always alert and active. My presence watches over you continually, protecting you from both known and unknown dangers. Entrust yourself to my watch care, which is the best security system available. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I will help. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. And that is a reading from Psalm 28:7. Matthew 6:34 teaches us, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And then from Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4, it reads, when I am afraid, I will trust you, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortal do to me? Thank you, Miss Young, for those words of encouragement. So last week we were introduced to the life of Isaac, and we were introduced to his sons, his wife Rebecca. If you recall, Abraham, prior to his death, had asked his servant to go to his homeland to find his son Isaac a wife. And miraculously, with the help of God, the servant found Rebecca, brought her back to Isaac. They married. And similar to Sarah, she was barren for a period of time. And Isaac went to God in prayer and asked for help. And the help that he received was to have children. And Rebecca bore him twins, Esau, the firstborn, and Jacob. And then we were introduced to their conflict. Jacob was loved by his mother. Esau loved by the father. And Jacob received Esau's birthright because Esau was hungry and wanted immediate gratification and gave his birthright freely. And then Rebekah and Jacob fooled Isaac on his deathbed. And Jacob received his blessing. And so we kind of pick up from there. What we learned was that Esau had planned to kill Jacob, and Rebekah had sent, it was in the process of sending Jacob away to her family, to her brother Laban. So we pick up with chapter 29. Then Jacob continued on his journey and came to the land of the eastern peoples. There he saw a well in the field with three flocks of sheep lying near, because the flocks were watered from the well. The stone over the mouth of the well was large. When all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone away from the well's mouth and water the sheep. Then they would return the stone over it to place over the mouth of the well. Jacob asked the shepherds, "My brothers, where are you from?" "We're from Haran," they replied. He said to them, "Do you know Laban, Nahor's grandson?" "Yes, we know him," they answered. Then Jacob asked them, "Is he well?" "Yes, he is," they said. "And here he comes his daughter Rachel with the sheep." "Look," he said, "the sun is still high. It is not time for the flocks to be gathered. Water the sheep and take them back to the pasture." "We can't," they replied, "until all the flocks are gathered and the stone has been rolled away from the mouth of the well, and then we will water the sheep." While he was still talking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. When Jacob saw Rachel, daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and Laban's sheep, he went over and rolled a stone away from the mouth of the well and watered his uncle's sheep. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and began to weep aloud. He told Rachel that he was a relative of her father and a son of Rebekah. So she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he hurried to meet him. He embraced him and kissed him and brought him home with him. And there Jacob told about all the things. Then Laban said to him, "You are my own flesh and blood." After Jacob had stayed with him a whole month, Laban said to him, "Just because you are a relative of mine, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I'll work for you 7 years in return for your daughter Rachel." Laban said, "It's better that I give you to her than to another man. Stay here with me." So Jacob had served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because he loved her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife. My time is complete, and I want to lie with her." So Laban brought together all the people of the place and gave a feast. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and gave her to Jacob, and Jacob lay with her. And Laban gave his servant girl Zilpah to his daughter as her maidservant. When morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me?" Laban replied, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. Finish this daughter's bridal week, then I will give you the younger one also in return for another 7 years of work." Jacob did so. He finished the week with Leah, and then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his servant girl Bilhah to be his daughter Rachel's maidservant. Jacob lay with Rachel also, and he loved Rachel more than Leah, and he worked for Laban for another 7 years. So it's interesting. Here is Jacob complaining to Laban that he was deceived. And if you recall, last week, Jacob deceived his father Isaac to get the blessing. Verse 31, when the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben, for she said, "It is because the Lord has seen my misery. Surely my husband will love me now." She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Because the Lord heard that I am not loved, he gave me this one too. His name will be Simeon." Again she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Now at last my husband will become attached to me, because I have borne him three sons." So he was named Levi. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, he said, "This time I will praise the Lord." So his name will be Judah. Then she stopped having children. When Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she became jealous of her sister. So she said to Jacob, "Give me children or I'll die." Jacob became angry with her and said, "Am I in the place of God who has kept you from having children?" Then she said, here is Bilhah, my maidservant. Sleep with her so she can bear children for me, and that through her I too can build a family. She gave him her servant Bilhah as a wife. Jacob slept with her, and she became pregnant and bore him a son. Then Rachel said, God has vindicated me. He has listened to my plea and given me a son. Because of this, she named him Dan. Rachel's servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said, I have had a struggle with my sister, and I have won. So his name will be Naphtali. Then Leah saw that she had stopped having children. She took her maidservant Zilpha and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Leah's servant Zilpah also bore Jacob a son. And then Leah said, what good fortune! So she named him Gad. Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. And then Leah said, how happy am I! The woman will call me happy. So she named him Asher. During wheat harvest, Reuben went out to the fields and found some mandrake plants, which he brought to his mother Leah. Rachel said to Leah, give me some of your son's mandrakes. But she said to her, wasn't it enough that you took away my husband? Will you also now take my son's mandrakes too? Very well, Rachel said. He can sleep with you tonight in return for your son's mandrakes. So when Jacob came in from the fields that evening, Leah went out to meet him. She said, you must sleep with me. I have hired you with my son's mandrakes. So he slept with her that night. God listened to Leah, and she became pregnant and bore Jacob a fifth son. And then Leah said, God has rewarded me for giving my maidservant to my husband. She named him Issachar. Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a sixth son. Then Leah said, God has presented me with this precious gift. This time my husband will treat me with honor because I have borne him now six sons. His name will be Zebulon. Sometime later, she gave birth to a daughter, and her name was Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel. He listened to her and opened her womb. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son and said, God has taken away my disgrace. She named him Joseph, and she said, may the Lord add to me another son. After Rachel gave birth to Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, send me on my way so I may go back to my own homeland. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and I will be on my way. You know how much work I've done for you. But Laban said to him, I have found favor in your eyes. Please stay. If I have found favor in your eyes, please stay. I've learned by the divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. He added, name your wages and I will pay them. Jacob said to him, you know how I have worked for you and how your livestock has fared under my care. The little you had before I came has increased greatly, and the Lord has blessed you wherever I have been. But now, when I do something for my own household, but now may I do something with my old household? What shall I give you? He asked. Don't give me anything, Jacob replied. But if you will do this one thing for me, I will go on tending your sheep and watching over them. Let me go through all your flocks today and remove from them every speckled or spotted sheep, every dark colored lamb, and every spotted or speckled goat. They will be my wages, and my honesty will testify to me for me in the future. Whenever you check on your wages you have paid me, any goat in my possession that is not speckled or spotted, or any lamb that is not dark colored, will be considered stolen. Agreed, said Laban. Let it be as you have said. That same day he removed all the male goats that were streaked or spotted, and all the speckled or spotted female goats. All of them had white on them. And all the dark-colored lambs, and he placed them in the care of his sons. Then he put a three-day journey between himself and Jacob, while Jacob continued to tend the rest of the Laban's flocks. Jacob, however, took fresh-cut branches of poplar, almond and plane trees, and made white stripes on them by peeling the bark and exposing the inner white wood of the branches. Then he placed the peeled bark into the watering troughs so that they would be directly in front of the flocks when they came to drink. When the flocks were in heat and came to drink, they made it in front of the branches, and they bore young that were streaked or speckled or spotted. Jacob set apart the young of the flock by themselves. They made the rest of the face that made the rest face the streaked and dark-colored animals that belonged to Laban. Thus he made separate flocks for himself and did not put any of them with Laban's animals. Whenever the stronger females were in heat, Jacob would place the branches in the troughs in front of the animals so that they would mate near the branches. But if the animals were weak, he would not place them there. So the weak animals went to Laban and the strong ones to Jacob. In this way, the man grew exceedingly prosperous and came to own large flocks and maidservants and men servants and camels and donkeys. Chapter 31. Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, Jacob has taken everything our father owned, has gained all his wealth from what belonged to our father. And Jacob noticed Laban's attitude toward him was not what it had been. Then the Lord said to Jacob, go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you also. So Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah to come out to the fields where his flocks were. He said to them, I see that your father's attitude towards me is not what it was before, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I've worked for your father with all my strength, yet your father has cheated me by charging me my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. If he said, the speckled ones will be your wages, then all the flocks that gave birth to speckled young. And if he said, the streaked ones will be your wages, then the flocks bore streaked ones. So God has taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me. In breeding season, I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating with the flock were streaked, spotted, or speckled. The angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob, I answered, here I am. And he said, look up and see all that the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled, or spotted, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and were made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once and go back to your native land. Then Rachel and Leah replied, do we still have any share in the inheritance of our father's estates? Does he not regard us as foreigners? Not only has he sold us, but he has used up what he paid for us. Surely all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children, so do whatever God has told you. Then Jacob put his children and his wives on camels, and he drove all the livestock ahead of him, along with the goods that he had accumulated in Padan Aram, to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. When Laban had gone to shear his sheep, Rachel stole her father's household gods. Moreover, Jacob deceived Laban the Aramean by telling him he was running away. So she fled with all he had, and crossing the river, he headed for the hill country of Gilead. On the third day, Laban was told that Jacob had fled, taking his relatives with him. He pursued Jacob for 7 days and caught up with him in the hill country of Gilead. Then God came to Laban the Aramean in a dream at night and said to him, be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad. Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country of Gilead when Laban overtook him. And Laban and his relatives camped there too. Then Laban said to Jacob, what have you done? You've deceived me, and you carried off my daughters like captives in war. Why did you run off secretly and deceive me? Why didn't you tell me so I could send you away with joy and singing to the music of tambourines and harps? You didn't even let me kiss my grandchildren and my daughters goodbye. You have done a foolish thing. I have the power to harm you, but last night God, the God of your father, said to me, be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad. Now you have gone off because you long to return to your father's house. But why did you steal my gods? Jacob answered Laban, I was afraid because I thought you would take your daughters away from me by force. But if you find anyone who has your gods, he shall not live. In the presence of our relatives, see for yourself whether there is anything of yours here with me. So, and if so, take it. Now Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the gods. So Laban went to Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent and to the tent of the two maidservants, but he found nothing. After he came out of Leah's tent, he entered Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household gods and put them inside her camel's saddle and was sitting on them. Laban searched through everything in the tent but found nothing. Rachel said to her father, don't be angry, my lord, that I cannot stand up in your presence. I am having my period. So he searched, but he could not find any of the household gods. Jacob was angry and took Laban to task. What is my crime? He asked Laban. What sin have I committed that you hunt me down? Now that you have searched through all my Now that you have searched through all my goods, what have you found that belongs to your household? Put it here in front of your relatives and mine, and let them judge between the two of us. I have been with you for 20 years now. Your sheep and goats have not miscarried, nor have I eaten rams from your flocks. I did not bring your animals torn by wild beasts. I bore the loss myself. And you demanded payment from me whatever was stolen by day or by night. This is my situation. The heat consumed me in the daytime and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes. It was like this for 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you for 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the God and the fear of Isaac had not been with me, you would surely have sent me away empty-handed. But God has seen my hardship and the toil of my hands, and last night he rebuked you. Laban answered Jacob, "The women are my daughters, the children are my children, and the flocks are my flocks. All you see is mine. What can I do today about these daughters of mine and about the children they have borne? Come now, let's make a covenant, you and I, and let it serve as a witness between us." So Jacob took a stone and set it up on a pillar. He said to his relatives, "Gather some stones." So they all took stones and piled them in a heap, and they ate there by the heap. Laban called it Jagar Sudahutla, and Jacob called Galeed. Laban said, "This heap is a witness between you and me today. That is why we called it Galeed. It was also called Mizpah, because he said, 'May the Lord keep watch between you and me when we are away from each other. If you mistreat my daughters, or if you take any wives besides my daughters, or even though no one is with us, remember that God is a witness between me and you.'" Laban also said to Jacob, "Here is this heap, and here is this pillar I have set between you and me. This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not go past this heap to your side to harm you, and that you will not go past this heap or pillar to my side to harm me. May the God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us." So Jacob took an oath in the name of the fear of his father Isaac. He offered a sacrifice there in the hill country and invited his relatives to a meal. After they had eaten, they spent the night there. Early the next morning, Laban kissed his grandchildren and daughters and blessed them. Then he left and returned home. Chapter 32. Jacob also went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is the camp of God." So he named the place Mahanaim. Jacob sent messengers ahead of him to his brother Esau in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. He instructed them, "This is what you were to say to my master Esau. 'Your servant Jacob says, I have been staying with Laban and have remained there till now. I have cattle and donkeys, sheep and goats, men servants and maid servants. Now I am sending this message to my lord that I may find favor in your eyes.'" Then the messengers returned to Jacob. They said, "We went to your brother Esau, and he is now coming to meet you, with 400 men are with him." In great fear and distress, Jacob divided the people who were with him into two groups, and the flocks and herds and camels as well. He thought, "If Esau comes and attacks one group, the group that is left may escape." Then Jacob prayed, "O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, 'Go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper,' I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two groups. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mothers of their children." It's a great testimony here. For a number of years, it did not appear that Jacob had a relationship with God. Although God was blessing him, he never gave God any credit, or he did not demonstrate any thankfulness. But walking into a fearful situation, he prays a very simple and a very heartfelt prayer, asking and admitting, "I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant." We should all make time to pray daily, for sure. But many of the blessings we receive, we're unworthy. And God is just a great God, and a loving God, and a kind God. verse 13. He spent the night there, and from there he went. From there, what he had with him, he selected a gift for his brother Esau: 200 female goat and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 35 female camels and their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, and 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. He put them in the care of his servants, each herd by itself, and said to his servants, "Go ahead of me and keep some space between the herds." He instructed the one in the lead, "When my brother Esau meets you and asks, 'To whom do you belong, and where are you going, and who owns all these animals in front of you?' then you are to say, 'They belong to your servant Jacob. They are a gift sent to my lord Esau, and he is coming behind us.'" He also instructed the second and third of all of the others who followed the herds, "You are to say the same thing to Esau when you meet him, and be sure to say, 'Your servant Jacob is coming behind us.' For he thought, 'I will pacify him with these gifts I am sending on ahead. Later I will see him, perhaps he will receive me.' So Jacob's gifts went ahead of him, but he himself spent the night at the camp." That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he took the socket of Jacob's hip, so that the hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." Then Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. That's an interesting story. It's a story that many of us have probably heard, that, you know, here's Jacob wrestling with a man, and Jacob was convinced that man was God, and he saw God face to face, and he overcame. So here again, we come to another person. We had Abram, renamed Abraham, and then we had Jacob, renamed Israel. So that's where Israel comes from, the nation of Israel, 12 tribes. Of course, Jacob's 11 sons. We will see that he'll have more sons here the next time we get together. So thank you for your time. We've run out of time for today's episode of Reflections. Be sure to listen next week. We hope you've enjoyed our program. My name is Jim DeJunis, and I've read to you today from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. That's ncreadingservice.org. If any comments or questions, please give us a shout, 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening. May God bless you and those you love this day and every day.